This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Back on the Wednesday talk show on WSMI, glad you could join us. I'm Terry Tote, and joining me in studio today is Jessica Chapelier from Fusion Fitness and Aquatic. Hi, Jess.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks to Fusion and Teamwork Rehab and all that sort of thing. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah, we're happy to help.
Yes, absolutely. Today, we're going to talk about a women's health program, which is already underway, but women still have time to sign up for it and participate in it. It's called The Shape.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of background.
Well, what happened was the Hillsborough Area Health Foundation does a purse auction every year, and they've done it for 7 or 8 years, and it's for women's health initiatives. Well, they've helped out with some different things at the hospital, the mammography suite at the hospital, and they decided that they need another program for women. They came to us probably about 6 months ago and said, can you guys come up with a women's health program that we can fund and provide for women with this money that's coming from the purse auction? So with that, we came up with a program. The background on it is we currently run a program called the MOVE program for veterans. And this is a program, it's an 8-week weight management course. The veterans come in at no cost. And we are currently running this program. We've just finished our 7th program. So we took this program, the MOVE program, which has been very successful, and basically turned it around for women and made it into the SHAPE program, turned it into a 12-week course. It stands for Stronger, Healthier, Active, and Positive Every Day. And we introduced it at the Girls' Night Out in March, held at the hospital, and we've had an overwhelming success at those that have signed up for it.
A lot of women from the area have signed up for it and continue to show up, correct?
Yeah. We actually had sign-ups start on March 4th, and by 9 o'clock that morning, we were full. So it started at 5 a.m. when we opened, and 9 o'clock we were full. We had we offer two classes, a morning class and an afternoon class. Each class meets 2 times a week. The morning class meets on Monday, Wednesday in the morning, 9 to 10:30, and the evening class meets on Monday, Thursday from 6 to 7:30, and each class was full with 15 people. That's the max we put.
So apparently you can't take anybody else for this particular round of The Shape.
Right. We can't take anyone else right now, but what we are doing is for those that are interested in the program, they can come to Fusion and sign up, call Fusion and sign up, and we're putting them on what we're calling a waiting list. And then we're going to offer the program again in the fall of this fall, and so we will be calling those that have come in and sign up they will get first dibs at this new program.
What sort of feedback do you get from the participants?
Well, what we're doing with the program, first of all, it's a 12-week program, and the main issue that we're talking about is women's heart health. One out of 2 women will suffer from heart disease, and 1 out of 4 will die from it. So I know there's a lot of information out there right now about breast cancer, but heart health is one of those things that is just overlooked. So what we've done is come up with a program. We're incorporating fitness. We're incorporating nutrition. We're incorporating stress management. We've got speakers. Some of the things that we've recently done in the program, we had a Priscilla Matthews came and actually taught a cooking class. So last week we did a cooking class of cooking healthy foods, and National Bank was able to lend us some space for that, as well as the Catholic Church here in Hillsborough. And we had a cooking class. The women loved it. We had a tremendous time because women, a lot of them will say, I know how to eat healthy. I know how to do this. I just can't. I don't know how to cook it. My husband won't eat it. So we gave them some tips on how to cook healthy. So that was the thing.
Is that one of the biggest things women deal with as far as eating the correct type of food, the proper balance of foods? Is that maybe they don't have somebody that's there to alongside of them to encourage them and say, hey, that was great.
Yes. Well, in a lot of ways, it's so easy to eat unhealthy. It's so quick. It's so cheap. So to eat healthier, it takes a little more time and a little more ingredients that you might not have in the kitchen. It takes a little more planning. And a lot of times when they're cooking for a family, which a lot of these women are, it's just easier to do it the unhealthy way, and it just leads to an unhealthy lifestyle. Some of them that are coming in the evening classes are working. They're mothers. They are eating fast food a lot. They're eating quick a lot. And so it's just been a difficult thing for them to lead a healthy life with those struggles that they have. So
now I'm a parent of grown children. You're a parent of young children. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't want to eat it.
Right. That's the biggest thing.
How do you address that?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that we struggle with, too. What we're trying to do with one of the things that this cooking class did was it made smashed cauliflower instead of mashed potatoes. And instead of just eating the smashed cauliflower, which a lot of people don't prefer, they put a healthy beef stew without potatoes on top of it. So you're mixing something with the mashed potatoes, or you're not just eating just that smashed cauliflower. You're mixing the beef stew with it as a way to offset that, you know, so they're trying to offer things like that.
And of course, with kids, starting them young is the best thing, because if they get into a bad habit of depending on sweets and that sort of stuff, it's a tough habit to break.
Absolutely. That's actually one of the great things about this program. There's a lot of working moms out there that say, I couldn't take this program. So what we've done for the ones that are working, we've provided a kids class for those moms can bring their kids in, and they can take the class while their kids are going through either, they're either swimming in our pool or they're with one of our group exercise instructors doing activity. So the one thing I did want to mention too, this is a 12-week program, and the one of the best things about it is it's free to all women. Not only do they get these classes for free, but they get a 3-month membership for free for their family, and that was sponsored by the foundation, made this possible. So that's another thing that's very enticing. We realize that a woman can't do it by herself, so if she's got the support of her family coming in with her, we want to make it a family thing so they can see their family actually working out together. Then it makes it so much more doable for that woman.
After these classes, do the women get together and talk amongst themselves?
Oh, it's a social thing. It's completely social. We with it, we've done the cooking classes. Obviously, that became very social. We've done some fitness classes. They're doing a Zumba class. They do a aqua aerobics class. They're doing they did one the other night that was all done on a ball, an exercise ball. And I asked the instructor how it went. She said the women sat and laughed, and they sat and talked, and it becomes a very social thing. What we saw with the MOVE program with the veterans, there's a camaraderie that is developed. They meet together, and they, beyond the classes, they're working out together. And exercise has got to be social. We've learned that there's about 10% of the population that's truly motivated to do it on their own. Everyone else needs some type of help, whether it's a program, whether it's social aspect, doing it together with friends. They need that help to get them in there and to do this.
Got to have that reinforcement, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's great. That's great. Jess, the thing about Fusion and the Hillsborough Area Hospital in general is how healthcare has changed in gone from treating to preventing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all part of the whole program here, what Fusion's trying to do, and you know, teamwork rehab and all this. This all goes together. The old saying, ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. It's
right.
So true.
Right. Right. I know that the new movement right now is to prevent instead of to treat. And that's one thing that we're seeing. One thing we're seeing at Fusion, for example, a lot of health insurances, mainly Medicare supplements right now, but some health insurances have started to provide free memberships for their participants in their health insurance program. Companies are starting to provide free memberships as a way of prevention, you know, preventing those future costs. The cost of a membership at Fusion is much cheaper than an outpatient surgery, or much cheaper than prescription medication to control cholesterol, heart disease, blood pressure, things like that. So there's a lot of other influences, businesses, health insurance companies that are starting to jump on that bandwagon too.
And I'll put my 2 cents in as one of the best investments I've made in myself.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just walk in, swipe the thing, and do what I need to do. It's
yes.
Great. It's absolutely great. And still not enough people take advantage of it.
Right. There's still, we are right now at Fusion, we are the highest we've ever been. We have about 2,200 active members. We're ecstatic with that, with the size of the county. And we realize that people aren't going to travel too far to work out. So with the size of Hillsborough, we're ecstatic with that number. That's the highest number we've ever been at. But still, we get people from Hillsborough that say, where are you at? I'd had never heard of you. So we do get that a lot. There's still a lot of people that don't take advantage of it, that you know, that don't see the benefit of it yet.
We're talking with Jessica Chapelier, who's with the Fusion, and we've been talking. We started off talking about The Shape, which is a program that's underway right now. Are there going to be more programs that people can sign up for, not just women, but veterans again and whoever? Yeah.
With this program, like I said, we do the veterans, and we're going to do that again in the fall. We're always looking for veterans. Again, it's free to a veteran to participate in this program, sponsored by the hospital. The hospital is very interested in getting veterans in a veterans hospital or clinic in the community. So we do that. We're also doing the SHAPE program again in the fall. We do an after-school program for kids that want to come out. They get a healthy snack, they get health education, and they get some type of an hour-long activity, whether it's in the pool or whether it's in the gym or the group X room, just some type of activity. But really, the success of this women's program has led us to believe that we can do more programs like this. And if there's an interest out there, then for doing it for men or for women who are getting married or for women who want to lose baby weight or something like that, we're realizing that there's a need out there and that there's people that do want this. And so we're looking at to try to provide that for them.
And I've noticed that having gone through pool therapy, the swim team uses the pool extensively.
Yes, the swim team is something that we started in October. We're going to continue that through the summer. They work they're in the pool 5 days a week. If anyone wants to sign up for the swim team, they just need to contact us. We are going to be swimming mainly next fall and next winter in meets that is part of this USA Swim. These are the big meets that eventually lead to the Olympics. But our students, we are enrolled in that program, and our students will be swimming in those meets. Eventually, we hope that we can have it as a high school sport, too. We're eventually looking to work with the IHSA as a way that swimming can be a high school sport here in the county. And if you're from Raymond, you can swim as a Lancer. If you're from Litchfield, you can swim as a Panther, because we're not connected with a certain high school. So as we get different kids in, they can still represent those different schools.
And there are certain sports in the IHSA. Track, for example, you can participate as an individual representing your school. So that would be something along those lines.
And that's exactly what you do with swimming. Haley Brown did it a couple years ago representing Hillsborough, even though she swam in the Springfield area. So,
and of course, I guess the closest program would be for the high school would be Springfield.
Yes, Springfield's the closest now. Springfield, maybe Edwardsville.
Yeah. So here's another opportunity to take advantage of. Jessica, when you look down the line, Infusion's 10 years old now.
10 years old.
And who'd have thunk 10 years ago that this thing was going to do what it does and serve so many people? But as you look another 5-10 years down the line, what are you looking for?
What we're looking for is, again, as I said, people, there's about 10% of the people that are just motivated to come to the gym every day. We've learned and we've experienced that programming is the key to getting people in. We realize that we want to be something for everybody. So if people aren't interested in fitness, we want to find a program for those people. We want to partner with our community. We want Montgomery County to be one of the healthier counties. We want the people in Montgomery County to be recognized for health. And we're trying to come up with programs, and we think programs are the key. Programs that get people in and that get people staying and getting towards that healthy lifestyle. We did it with the MOVE program, now doing it with the SHAPE program. These are people who, especially with the MOVE program, have never stepped foot in a gym before, nor did they have any desire. But because it was offered to them, they've now joined, become members, and they're regularly coming. So it's things like that. Most of them will tell us, I'm off blood pressure medication, I'm off... If weight loss is their goal and they've lost weight, but most of them have seen increases in energy, endurance, decreases in medication that they're on. Just the health benefits have been tremendous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's so many different activities to be involved in. You don't get bored doing the same thing time after time after time.
Right. And again, with the SHAPE program, we want the women to see all aspects of fitness. Today, our personal trainer, Chris Peterson, is in there talking to the women about strength training. That's one thing women are scared of. They don't want to be bulky. But he's talking to them about the importance of strength training. We're putting them through all these classes. The other day, we put them through an aqua aerobics class. Most of the women said they weren't going to show up. They ended up showing up and liking it. They would have never done it on their own. And that's what we're hearing. I would have never done this on my own. But because you're putting it together in a class and it's part of our program, I'm doing it. And now I'm going to go back and do it because I like it and I would have never tried it before.
One of the big advantages of being part of Fusion, if you're a member, there are certain places you go, you swipe your card, you go in, and then you do your thing, and there's nobody around. But you've got people to talk to. Right. If you have questions, you know, am I doing this correctly? What, you know, maybe I want to work on a certain thing. What do you suggest? You've got people who are trained who know their stuff.
Right. We have our personal trainer who is in our cardio room most of the day. Also, our workplace wellness coordinator. She works with our different the different businesses that have memberships and programs. She's in there. And she will show you how to use the equipment. The other thing, by becoming a member, you automatically get a free orientation and a free assessment telling you where you're starting at physically, but also showing you how to use all the equipment. Because she, our workplace wellness coordinator, came from Curves. She was a little afraid to come to Fusion. She was a little intimidated by it. Since then, she is now the person that we go to say, can you explain to these people how to use the equipment? She's become that person for us. She was intimidated at first, and now she's become that person. We have the front desk staff who can show you how to use a piece of equipment if you want. Our Group X instructors in the classes do great jobs of modifying. If you've got bad knees or bad shoulders, then do this exercise instead of this exercise. So most of them are certified in that, and they do a great job of trying to modify it. If you're going to a class and you think it's a little out of your league, they show you ways to kind of lower the intensity, and you can do lower intensity workouts but still be a part of that class.
Jessica, if people are interested in the activities at Fusion and maybe getting into a program, they can call your office, and do they talk to you specifically?
They can talk to me. They can talk to our front desk. Who knows about all the programs. They can check out our website, www.fusion4life.com, or call us at 532-3896, and we'd be happy to talk about some of the different programs that we have.
Get a tour of the place.
Absolutely.
You'll be so impressed.
Yes. Come in for a tour. It's an impressive facility for the size of the community that we have.
It really is. Jessica Chapelier from Fusion. And that's it for the WSMI Wednesday Talk Show. I'm Terry Tote.